California will spend $28 million to help Joe Biden bring migrants to U.S. By Joel B. Polak on March 4, 2021. The state of California will spend $28 million to assist President Joe Biden in his effort to bring migrants to the U.S. who were previously required to wait in Mexico pending the adjudication of their asylum claims, committing $28 million to the cause. Under President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, those claiming asylum at the southern U.S. border had to wait in Mexico because too many claimants would simply disappear into the interior of the U.S. and fail to show up for court dates. The Sacramento Bee reported Wednesday. The state funding comes after the Biden administration announced in February that it would begin allowing immigrants with credible asylum claims who were previously waiting in Mexico under former President Donald Trump's Migrant Protection Protocols program to continue their immigration proceedings on U.S. territory. About $20 million of that funding will go toward the California Department of General Services to pay for hotel rooms in order to quarantine and isolate migrants for 7 to 10 days amid the COVID-19 crisis. Some of the funds will go toward a community-based organization, Jewish Family Service of San Diego, to offer migrants case management services, medical care, transportation, food and COVID-19 testing. The state is currently in the process of contracting the community-based organization for those services, according to Palmer. The funding signals the cooperation between California and the federal government over immigration policy, Palmer said, a difference from the way the state responded to previous immigration policies under the Trump administration. California largely refused to cooperate with the Trump administration over immigration enforcement, passing a series of sanctuary state laws that were largely upheld in federal court. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.